Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking Mexico with OSU's Daryl Peel in just a moment. When you're raising cattle, you're producing beef, and consumers expect that beef to be sustainably produced. Sustainable beef production is the focus of the 2017 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference, February 24th in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Keynoter will be John Butler, current president of the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Other leading players of the beef business will discuss how we raise beef the right way, and cattle market analyst Daryl Peel will offer a market outlook. To register, go to noble.org/agevents or call 580-224-6300.
You know this guy. He's the one that walks into the coffee shop to join his buddies with a little swagger, a little puff in his chest, and just itching to tell everybody about his latest yield. And that's because he started with Black Label Zinc. He discovered Black Label Zinc and its proprietary LHC technology can drive amazing root masses and even better yield potential. It's his little secret, or was his little secret. Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel may well be the most knowledgeable person on this side of the Rio Grande about the Mexican cattle market. So when you start talking about maybe renegotiating NAFTA, you're talking about Mexico specifically, and you're talking about cattle, Dr. Peel is the expert.
Well, I think meat industries in general and the beef industry perhaps in particular is somewhat nervous about the idea of any disruptions or changes in the trade relationships we have right now. NAFTA has been a pretty good deal for the meat industries, about as good as you could hope for. So I think there's relatively little room for improvement in that. And so, we're sort of vulnerable to coming out certainly no better off and perhaps worse off depending on what else we try for in such a renegotiation. Beef export, the Mexican trade with the U.S. continues to evolve. Mexico is not only one of our major export destinations, it's also one of our major sources of beef imports. Those flows of products improve the value in both sides of the market. That's important. And, something else to keep in mind, even from a beef-only perspective, is the fact that Mexico is a major destination for U.S. pork and poultry exports. And so when you put beef, pork, and poultry together, Mexico accounts for nearly 24% of our total meat exports of those three meats. And so, again, any sort of disruption in any of those markets would have significant implications back here in the domestic market in terms of the direct impacts in the beef market or the less direct effects if we change the pork and poultry exports to Mexico.
Bottom line, according to Dr. Peel, not much advantage to changing NAFTA when it comes to the U.S. beef cattle industry.
We have essentially free trade. We have very little in the way of significant barriers. Markets are working. Markets are seeking out the highest value. They continue to evolve. And again, anything you change from that is probably going to be a step backwards from that in terms of the meat industries.
Of course, Daryl, NAFTA is a deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. What about the Canadian side of the equation?
Much the same picture. We have, very open flows there. We have a very integrated set of flows where specific products are flowing to their highest value. Transportation drives a lot of the trade, particularly with Canada, because north-south transportation of meats is cheaper than east-west transportation in either country. So the Canadian situation is much the same. We've got it pretty good. We just want to make sure we don't lose that.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel saying, really the bottom line is that NAFTA for the U.S. beef cattle industry working well. Any changes that might hurt the relationship that we have with the two countries could be a detriment. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Quartermaster Creek Angus and Leedy wants to invite you to their 13th annual production sale, featuring 90 spring 2-year-old bulls bred to be tough and developed to last. These bulls have been parent verified and have genomically enhanced EPDs available. Mike and Annie Schweitzer invite you to their sale February 22nd at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. You can see the catalog online at www.quartermastercreek.com or call Mike at 580-445-8275. It's the Quartermaster Creek Angus Production Sale.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.